We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the Free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Download it today.
I got the internet going nuts.
Be Scott Vajani in for Landry Locker, John Lopez. Figgy Fig still here. Time for internet going nuts. And, man, a lot of things heating up in regards to John Calipari and his Kentucky Wildcats getting bounced yesterday by Oakland. Not the Oakland, California version. Not the Oakland suburb of Rochester, New York version. But the Oakland where? Where is this school?
Detroit, man.
Detroit.
Right outside the Auburn Hills.
Yeah, they pulled the 14-3 upset last night with an 80-76 victory over Kentucky. And here's what Calipari sounded like immediately after the loss, fresh off the court.
And but, you know, we had some guys that didn't play the way they'd been playing all year. We did everything we could. We knew the zone would be tough, but we miss shots we don't miss. And, you know, the preparation, I thought they were in a great, trying to keep them loose. But when the game started, you had some guys not play to the level they could play.
So I'm looking all over social today, and it's like, Calipari threw his team under the bus. You know, people calling for his head. He's been at Kentucky since 2009. I was just looking at that. I feel like it's actually been longer. Feels like he's been there forever. Man, it's a good long run.
Look at all the people we coached.
Yeah.
All the players.
He's coached a lot of really good ones, and he's coached a lot of really good players since the last time he made a Final Four appearance, which has been since 2015. He had that good run. 2008, 2011, 2012, 2014, 2015 has been a little bit, like 9 years since he's been to a Final Four. And I don't think it was actually a net cut, but maybe it was like a statement that he'd said before that where he's like, you know, I really thought this team had what it took to be in this moment. And clearly they didn't, or did they not have it in the coach?
Yeah, I was going to say, and I bet you if you put some truth serum, inject some truth serum into some of those players that he's saying didn't show up and play to the level that they could play at, I bet you they might tell you, hey, man, we thought we had a high-level coach that could get us past in Oakland. We thought we had one of the better coaches in all of college basketball that could get us prepared, that could make the adjustments, that could take a more talented team and get them past an inferior team in terms of talent. But they didn't have the coach that could do that. So, yeah, like what do you do when a more talented group loses to a lesser talented group? Where does the blame lie? I know you got to put the blame ultimately at players' feet because they're the ones that play the game. But if I got more talent than you and you beat me, that to me says that I did something wrong. Somewhere I did not deploy my more talented pieces in the most effective way, in a way that could win the game.
I mean, to me, that's a very difficult question to ask on the surface, you know, where look and see how this season went for Kentucky. look and see how that game went last night for them.
Yeah, I mean, and it was the only reason why I was as close as it was because they had some amazing players making some ridiculous shots, bailing them out, horrible possessions. But
if
it's like
putting
the
guys,
more talented dude can just hit the step back three, and there we go, it's still a game.
But if you're putting guys in position, you know, to make the shots that they typically make, like as he was breaking down in the post game, like I don't know what else you're asking a coach to do other than put your best players in a position to be successful. And if they're not making shots, they're not making shots. Now, maybe it's, you know what, they should have played with a little bit more urgency. They should have maybe been more reactive, not reactive, but they should have forced the issue a little bit more on defense and made the other team speed up their thinking, speed up their actions, get them out of their rhythm, because in no way, shape, or form should Oakland be in the same zip code in the first round of an NCAA tournament game like they were last night. Yeah. I mean, it wasn't even close.
Especially when we don't even know what damn zip code they play in.
I mean, what I mean by is...
No, like, I know.
You know what I mean? It's...
Yeah. I think the easy answer to say is he got outcoached. That's probably the easiest answer. When a team like this beat a big school like this, he got outcoached.
Yeah.
It's weird because I didn't look at that game last night and I'm not thinking to myself like, dang, what are they doing? They just weren't hitting shots. You know, and I wanted to see like them force the issue a little bit more defensively. And maybe that's it. Maybe that's where the players would kind of come and say, you know, hey, yeah, we should have changed some things up. But I don't know. It's going to be an interesting follow to see if Kentucky makes a decision on their head coach versus the changes that he's talking about making.
Yeah, and there's just too many examples now of them underachieving when it mattered the most. He always has some of the best recruits, some of the best teams, and he's got one championship to show for it. And he's really losing too early in the tournament for the amount of talent that he has.
Yeah.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Up next on
I got the internet going nuts.
Figgy, you pointed this one out. You and B. Scott are pretty pumped up about this. Future and Metro Boomin.
Yeah, man. Album. They got the internet going nuts, man. I woke up to a Metro Boomin and Future album, and the first thing I seen was Kendrick Lamar taking shots at Drake and J. Cole.
But he's on the album.
Yeah, he's actually on the album, yeah. He's not listed on the album, so I guess it was kind of like a surprise. But he's taking shots. Not only is he taking shots at J. Cole and Drake, but Future is actually taking shots at Drake, which was the real surprising part.
Because they've made a lot of music together, made a lot of hits together. So with Future opening up the album with taking shots at Drake, like some of the first few lines are... very clear headshots at Drake. It's like, hey, I don't think anybody knew. Did anybody know or suspect, Figgy, that there was even a beef there?
It was a little bit of rumblings because, so little backstory, Future and Drake had an album called What a Time to Be Alive, and it was rumors that it was a part two coming, but it never happened, and they had a couple other songs together, but you start hearing more of it once Drake dropped the album with 21 Savage.
Yeah.
So at that point, people was kind of questioning, are they on the same page? Are they still cool and all that stuff? So now this is kind of confirmed that it was some type of issues going on.
And then another big thing, too, with Kendrick Lamar being involved in it is that, like, Drake and J. Cole came together for a song that basically, in the song, to kind of declare themselves as the big three, the two of them, along with Kendrick Lamar. And Kendrick Lamar is coming out like, man, don't associate me with you chumps.
Yeah, and I think that kind of been it been more of a friendly competition with those three too. And this was back in the day because they all had songs together. But now it's kind of like Kendrick is saying, I'm that dog. I'm the best. And it been little shots going back and forth in songs.
Does this hype up the album? Like, is this like more of a gimmick than anything else?
That's a good question.
You know what I mean?
I think so. I think it hype it up for non-fans. So people that probably didn't really care for a Future album.
Yeah.
I think they'd go and listen to it now. But
that was my
I think
song.
A lot of people were excited about Future dropping the album with Metro Boomin anyway. Yeah. I was.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
Regardless.
For sure, for sure.
Okay, up next.
I got the internet going nuts.
This could be huge. I don't know how big it is yet because anything that J.J. Watt does seems to usually have legs and it can spawn into anything. And sometimes he can be, you know, kind of cynical, I guess. And you never really know what to make of certain things that J.J.'s doing in his other ventures away from the football field. But I saw this Twitter post earlier today. It says, quote, following in the footsteps of John Madden and Bob Uecker is a very tall task, but one I'm honored to attempt. Having grown up in Wisconsin, I'm keenly aware of the great taste versus less filling debate. Time to assemble the Miller Lite All-Stars once again. And it's a new ad campaign featuring J.J. Watt, and it looks to me like it's the introduction to J.J. Watt becoming the new pitchman for Miller Lite.
Yeah.
This could be huge.
Yeah, I think it could be huge. Way better. It sounds like a way better gig than having to sit up there with Bill Cowher and Phil Sims, you know, every Sunday. And he didn't even take that job seriously because I didn't see JJ there every Sunday. He was just there when he felt like it. It seems right?
Yeah.
This seems like a much better gig. I did not put together until, you know, obviously he's pitching it the way he is that, you know, Wisconsin, Miller Lite, it just works. It works perfectly. It's like
the commercial's good, by the way, if you haven't seen it yet.
Yeah.
I retweeted it, so check it out at Sean Bajani.
But yeah, he was sitting there drinking Miller Lite, watching some tape on John Madden. He was the broadcaster and all that stuff.
It was the tape, like, you know, the guy that delivers the tape to him, he's like, are you J.J. Watt? And he's like, yeah. He goes, I'm so-and-so, and he's like, from 1975, or I've had this tape since 1975, and he goes, what are you, a time traveler? And he goes, no, I'm an actor, here. And he gives him the tape, and he pops it in, but it's all the old Miller Lite commercials with John Madden and Bob Uecker, stuff that you and I grew up on, like watching on TV. So it'd be cool if JJ does that and becomes like the face of a major brand like that for the next 20 years. It'd be cool.
The only way you go up to JJ Watt and ask him if he's JJ Watt is if you are from 1975.
Yes.
And the guy actually said, are you Justin James?
Justin James Watt. Yes. Yes, I am. All right. That's going to do it for Internet Going Nuts. Coming up next, we'll play the hits. We've got a lot of local action going on and even some of the international variety. We'll have it for you next at Sports Radio 610.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.